Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Wexford has no shortage of great business stories, and this morning I'm delighted to be joined by three companies who know that better than most. And from steel sheds to sauces to gelato to mad tomatoes, we've got it all covered here. And I want to introduce my guest to you, Paul Nolan. It's the owner of Adman Steel Sheds. Paul, you're very welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bobby.
Anthony O'Toole is the founder of the Fat Tomato. He's going to tell us all about that in a second. And Willie Devereaux, co-founder of Scoop Gelato, also another Wexford native, joins us. I might start with you, Paul. Okay. Building sheds down in Wexford, how did that all start? And how did you build the business that you have? As I understand it, you produce about 100 sheds a week out of your factory here in Wexford. But how did you get to that?
We do. You know what? I think this is 18 years. So it's September 2007, we became a limited company. And probably a year or two before that, a guy I was working for, he wanted a shed. So, you know, I said I would build him one. And it just kind of took off from there. So once we had that first shed built, we were able to photograph it. And then it was like an advert in the local paper. And then there was one or two more. And that was really it.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes timing is everything in business. And I suppose there probably has been a growth in the amount of people that would now consider using sheds in their garden for either office work or for alternative means. So you met the market in some ways.
It's a shed is almost like an extra room in some instances. If you have nowhere to store it outside, it's usually inside. So we've seen instances where people have motorbikes in their sitting room, or there's pool tables and all sorts of stuff. So, like, we're a welcome.
You're providing
lots of people like to see us coming. Yeah.
I'm going to talk. I'll come back to you about lean manufacturing because I think that's a very interesting aspect of your business. But before we do that, let's welcome Anthony O'Toole from the Fat Tomato, edible garden and online store. Anthony, tell us about your business, if you would.
So I have an edible garden that grows over 500 varieties of fruit, herbs and vegetables. So it's all about showcasing that a tomato is just not a tomato. There's like thousands of varieties of tomatoes. So I grow over 100 varieties of tomatoes every year in my tunnel and outside as well in the Irish weather.
Right.
And there's lots of apples, there's currants, there's a lot of new things that we're starting to grow now more in Ireland because the weather is changing. So like lots of like tomatillos and spices from Mexico. And then there's a lot of old varieties, loads of different types of old apple varieties that we would see, you know, starting to come up more now because, you know, people as chefs particularly, and I'm a chef, that's my background, are really interested in food and drink and what's can grow around Ireland and showcasing that on the plate.
And can I ask you about your business model? So if you're producing seasonal products and you're working to the seasons, do you sell what you have and then anything you've left over do you make into chutneys? Or is it that I grow this and I use it in this way? So that everything gets used, really?
Yeah, everything gets used. So I turn everything into one-of-a-kind gifts, essentially. So flavors that you wouldn't find anywhere else. So blackcurrants, we're well known for blackcurrants in Wexford. I make a blackcurrant butter with it. So it's like an old style fruit butter. So
you'll
be very familiar with quince butters or apple butters. But I went and I said, let's do something a bit different with it. So it's like a savory sweet. And everything in it, I grow or I make. And if I can't grow or make it, I will source it to that integrity around the world. So sugar, I'll buy organic sugar directly from Colombia. And it's raw cane sugar. I make my own vinegars. I adopt citrus trees along the Mediterranean and work directly with farmers along
there. Sounds great. And tell me about your route to market then. Do you supply directly into restaurants and eating establishments, or do you go through wholesalers? How do people get your product?
So I have an online store, fattomato.ie, and that's where the main source is. I have an honesty shop at the bottom of the driveway.
So great.
It's a one-of-a-kind honesty shop. It's black. It's very stylish for Instagram and TikTok.
Any bad debts?
Sorry?
Do you have any bad debts?
No.
In the honesty shop?
No. People are actually very honest,
yeah,
which is great. And people, it's very convenient as well. People can tap with their card. They can pay by Revolut or Live Cash. And a lot of actually people live cash because they know that all that cash goes into the business compared to, you know, you have bank charges, etc. And they want to live notes as well to know that they are honest. Now, there is security cameras and everything like that as well there.
But what a great business model. Stay with us, Anthony. You're really doing something different and innovative. So well done to you. Will Devereaux, you're very welcome. Scoop Gelato, tell me more.
Yeah, it's coming on. We're in business a good few years now.
Yeah.
It's family business, essentially. Making gelato down here. We are essentially a wholesaler, but we have now kind of tapped into the retail market a bit. We have a shop in Rosslare, shop on Wexford Quay. Since COVID, it's a sea container that was much needed in the middle of COVID when the wholesale business fell off the face of the earth and Wexford County Council came in. And actually in the last couple of weeks with the FLA down here, it has been a great thing to have. But essentially we're a wholesaler. We're a supplier of Monarch here as well. So we do direct into the hotels and restaurants mainly around the country. Essentially a bit like Anthony, we try source locally like as much ingredients as we can. We're in Wexford, so you'd have the likes of strawberries and blackcurrants from Wexford.
So gelato versus ice cream versus sorbet.
Okay.
Talk to me. I want to know the difference between each one.
Okay. Sorbet is essentially dairy free.
Yeah.
And gelato and ice cream obviously have dairy. And then the separation between gelato and ice cream is basically how it's made. It's basically all about air content and fat content. So gelato is obviously an Italian variation on way of making ice cream. And essentially there's less air in it is probably the main part.
Okay.
So it's a denser product. So you have anywhere between 25% air and kind of 35-40% in gelato. Whether in an industrial type ice cream, you could have 100%. So essentially, if I put in 10 litres of ice cream in one of those machines, I'd get 20 litres of product.
And does that present a marketing challenge for you? Like, explaining the difference between ice cream and gelato?
Actually, in the last few years, I found the Irish public have become more aware of it and actually look for it a bit. You get a denser product, so you get more bang for your buck.
Yeah,
essentially. But no, I found the public, and with the help of restaurants and the kind of food scene growing in Ireland, it was a big help to us anyway. I'm losing the need to explain it a bit more. So, bar for yourself, of course.
Simple fellas like me need stuff.
Simple Kenny men coming out.
Tell me about your new factory.
Yeah, we've just signed up a bit of a lease here, and thankfully, we've been in Wexford Enterprise Centre more gratefully since 2012. And I think we've become their biggest tenant. We've 4 units in there. And I was only speaking to Tom here. We're kind of moving more ice cream and handling it more than we're making. We're kind of moving from bit to bit. And I understand you have a lean project up there.
Yeah.
I'll be up to you. Don't worry.
Well, that moves us nicely on to go back to Paul and to tell us about lean manufacturing, Paul, because again, that's how I first came across you. It's really the concept of lean, and you'll explain it better than I, but as I understand it, it means eliminating of waste in the production of whatever it is you're making.
Yeah. I think one of the problems with lean is that it's sometimes presented as a very complicated subject. And it took us a few years to get a handle on that. In 2019, between 2019 and 21, our business effectively doubled in size. And of course, we were a little bit reactionary to that. We had all sorts of problems come into the business, and we turned to lean as maybe a way of trying to fix some of those problems. And really for the first couple of years, we failed. We didn't make any progress in any shape, size or form. We came across this little book called 2 Second Lean, written by a guy called Paul Akers. And that was kind of a real light bulb moment for us, a real simplified version. And really what lean boils down to is the ability to see and identify waste and non-value added activities. And sometimes you'll not get to completely eliminate them, But all we're really trying to do is to teach everyone in the business to be able to see and identify these wastes and just let them go then and start trying to reduce them.
And would an example of that be a warehouse full of stock that isn't doing anything?
Yeah, yeah, stock as well.
So really, and I know your process because I was down in your factory, you make it shed by shed.
Yeah.
So there isn't an assembly line. You just say, we're making this shed now. And 10 people appear, and everybody does something, but you're only focusing on one shed at a time.
One at a time, or one piece slow, the correct terminology, I suppose. But essentially what you're trying to do is you're trying to keep your raw materials in the rawest state possible for as long as possible.
Right.
And then once you start to work on it, you move it through the factory quite quickly.
Yeah.
What that means is then you don't have all these buffer stocks built up within your factory. So you can actually start producing... a lot more with a lot less space required.
And are you working to order then? In other words, if I order a shed today, you only build that one. You get the order from me. There isn't 50 sheds there ready to go. So it's
no.
The process is that you make as you get the orders.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, our lead times are not, if you order today, you're not getting it next week. But I will get it to you soon enough. Don't worry. No, but literally we can only make today what's going out tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we're really tight on space, and that's a good thing in some sense because it forces you to be a little bit more disciplined. But the sheds that are going out Monday would have been made yesterday, Friday.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for joining us. Paul Nolan from Admin Sheds. We heard from Anthony O'Toole from the Fat Tomato and Will Devereaux from Scoop Gelato. Now I want to talk jam, because there's some amazing jams and sauces being made not far from here over in New Ross. And it's great to welcome Tom and Laura Sinnott from Wexford Home Preserves to the show. You're both very welcome. We've spoken before. Tom, remind us about the origins of your business, if you would.
Yeah.
It was an aunt, your aunt, Ellen O'Leary, who effectively started the business.
Mm. Yeah, my aunt Ellen, she's a great woman. She was, herself and her husband Sean were growing fruit in Broadway in County Wexford, and they were selling it on the side of the road, like a lot of other small businesses, I suppose. And then she was the type of woman that, and I suppose that generation, they hated waste, so any fruit left over in the evening, they'd make jam. So eventually the customers were coming for the jam and not the fruit, so she started making it in her kitchen, and then she moved to a purpose-built unit at the back of her house. And it went from there. And in 2008, she decided to retire. So myself and Laura looked at it, and with the help of Ellen, who came work with us for a year, we bought the business off her, and she taught us the recipes and taught us the craft of making jam and marmalade, which we didn't really know how to do. So she was a huge help to us.
Yeah. So you've built a fine business now. Some major customers as well, Laura. Simply Better and all that, a big part of the family now.
Huge, yeah. They approached us in 2012, and we on the back of that, then we were very small at the time. We said, God, how are we going to manage this, But they kind of took us by the hand and led us through it. And on the back of that, then when we moved, we bought our own purpose-built units and did our kitchens to spec. And that's where we work out of now, so it's a lot bigger.
How many people are you employing?
There's 15 plus ourselves, Tom. Yeah, so
great.
Yeah, it's great. We've a great team.
Tom, just on the fact that we were talking solar panels earlier, and indeed that this very establishment here is pretty much being powered by them as we speak.
Yeah.
You put in solar panels as well. Can you talk to us about your experience around that?
Yeah, we first put in 26 panels on our roof in about 5 years ago. And we've seen the return on that, even at 26 panels. And we said, oh, Jesus, there's something in this. And price of electricity were through the roof. And only fired at the time, it took that cushion out of it. And it really kind of saved us with energy. But last year then we decided we'd put in some more. So we now have 99 panels, which my daughter kills me about. So why didn't you get to 100? And it drives
99 sounds better.
So we have 99 panels on the roof, and it's 50% of our electricity, which is...
50%?
Yeah, which is really good, yeah. Really.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so that...
And in terms of managing it, it's just there.
It's there, I forget about it, until you look at your bill, and then you go, happy days, So
all right.
Yeah.
And just very finally then, to you, Laura. The importance of awards. I see you have a lot of awards for your jams.
Yeah.
Do you enter all the competitions, the Blosses of this world?
Yeah, Bloss na Héireann, the Great Taste Awards, the World Marmalade Awards. We've won gold in that. And it's we've won the 3-star Great Taste Award. That's the fourth time we've won it now. We won it this year. It's a great accolade to get. So, yeah, you have to keep your name out there. We keep entering and, yeah, it's great.
Keep
great
winning.
Recognition. Yeah.
All right, well, it's great to meet you both again. Tom and Laura Sinnott there from the Wexford Home Preserves Company. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.